Today, we'd like to see the title of the simplicity that is in Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 to 33. To the souls on the online world through podcast or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number 1 in verse 3, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 4, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 5. For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles. What does it mean in the context, and how can we learn from here? Paul wrote this letter to Corinthian Christians on the third mission trip from 53 AD to 57 AD in reference to here. Click on, you may see that. The word simple has a different meanings depending on the context. Here are two examples based on the meanings you provided. Number 1, simple as a pure or not confused. Example, she gave a simple explanation of the problem, making it easy for everyone to understand. In this case, simple means clear, straightforward, and not complicated or confusing. Number 2, meaning, simple as a foolish or lacking thought. Example, he was too simple to realize that he was being tricked. Here, simple refers to someone being naive or lacking the awareness to understand they are being deceived, implying foolishness or lack of thinking. Proverbs chapter 1:22, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Each meaning depends on the context and syntax of the sentence. That's why the study of the scripture should be done in its context and syntax. Here, the simplest means the first definition, pure, not confused, or transparent from the scripture. Nobody is authorized to alter the original scripture. Upon your interest in the Word of God, it is recommended to skim off NLT, to read NIV, to study NKJV, and to search King James Version, because the King James Version is mostly close to the original scripture, but difficult to understand that cross-reference right there. First one, oh that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. Paul had been led to minister by the Spirit of God, not by the flesh, but in the public eye, not as to the Lord, but to man. Paul had sometimes brought the fleshly things for the souls whom God loved. Jewish salvation with the fleshly thing, my countryman or kinsman according to the flesh. although he feels foolish. Here Paul felt foolish, but should bring his fleshly career to protect your souls from false teachers. First reference right there. Verse 2, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. The godly jealousy means God doesn't want to be served as well as others by you. That is, you shall not bow down to any others than God alone. It's a deep, intimate, or bond relationship between the Lord and Corinthian church as the husbands and the wife. Paul brought you as a chaste virgin, you in spiritual purity, not in spiritual adultery to the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross reference right there, verse 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Question 1. Here, to fear means to consider seriously neither fleshly fear nor holy fear. Here, the simplest means purity, clarity, or transparency without wisdom of human words, straightforward from the scripture, which testifies of Christ. Because God so loved us, and so he gave us his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Just believe in him, and you have everlasting life. It's simple. All authority is given to Christ, whom the scripture testifies of. Who can be against the scripture? This is applicable to our life. Whoever is against it is a false teacher, pastor, or minister. Even apparent foolishness of God is wiser than the man who alleges wisdom over their words. For example, Chuck Smith, a student asked the question in the book of Acts, what is your opinion? Chuck said, what God says is more important, important than what my opinion is. That really convicted me. Since then, you know, always I am trying to find out what God says, in other words, just in the scripture. The question to you, first of all, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom he have not preached, as if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with. Another Jesus, a different spirit, or a different gospel, is different from Jesus, the spirit, or the gospel of Jesus Christ in the scripture. Number one, the word was God. The word became flesh. It shows Jesus is God and man. Number two, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit is one, showing these three beings in one God, or Trinity God. Number three, Jesus and his Father are one, showing a piece of proof for the Trinity God. Number three, to see Jesus is to see the Father, showing also a piece of proof for the Trinity God, as well as a spiritual experiencing the Father through Jesus, the soul mediates. Number five, by Jesus, the image of the invisible God, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. It shows Jesus is the creator, not creature, such as Michael, the archangel, or the brother of Lucifer, the spiritual creatures. Whoever preaches any other gospel than the gospel of Christ in the scripture, which Paul and Timothy had preached, shall be accursed. The Holy Spirit, is helping us to remember all things that Jesus said to us, or to understand the scripture which testifies of Jesus. So when any word ministered, like Paul strives to deliver the word as the scripture says, or in simplicity to others, the minister has a conscience without offense toward God and others, as we can apply it to our life. Question 3, number 5. For I concede that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles in public eye as to men. Paul considered himself with the fleshly following things, as he is never inferior to the most popular apostles for your souls. Although he feels foolishly, because never inferior has given by God. Let's see the following things. Close reference right there. Number 6. Even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things. Paul's speech is not eloquent, not growing in Greek-speaking family. But Paul is trained in knowledge of God, and so Paul's letters are powerful. His physical body is not strong, and his speech is not good. Here too, Paul convinced that Paul and Timothy did not boast beyond the limits of the sphere which God appointed us. Now Paul makes Corinthian Christians remember their sorrowfully manifesting Paul and Timothy in all things as followers. Seven, did I commit a sin in humbling myself that you might be exalted because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge? Paul preached the gospel of God to you in humility in order to respect you with the free charges. Was this a sin? Never. 8-9, I robbed the other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you, and when I was present with you and in need, I was a burden to Noah. But what I lacked, the brethren who came from Macedonia supplied, and in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so I will keep myself. Paul received the wages from churches in Macedonia regions, northern Greece, to minister to church in Corinth. Did Paul rob from the other churches? No. This was Paul's right as a work or labor is worthy of his food or wages. To minister to Corinthian Christians, Paul kept his physical necessity burden by himself, not to give a burdensome to the church in Corinth. So that is talking about that. Verse 10, as the truth of Christ is in me, no one shall stop me from the boasting in the regions of Achaia. Paul's boasting is not about himself, but about the truth of Christ in himself. Nobody can stop Paul's delivering the truth or entitled of the scripture in the regions of Achaia, including Corinth, the southern Greece. Because the truth made him free, delivery only through Jesus. Verse 11 up to 15. Why? Because I do not love you, God knows, but what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be guided just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. As to the Lord, in the sight of God, Paul has truly fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Paul in agape love, which overflows to Corinthian Christians in fellowship. But as to men, the Corinthian Christians don't know it. And so, if I will continue doing to deliver the truth with free charges, my continual free charge works will undermine those false apostles who get rich off you to look for an opportunity to boast of their works just like ours. Those are false workers and self-appointed apostles of Christ, not ordained by God. Paul is not surprised because Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And so, those disguised by themselves as ministers of righteousness, in the end, those will be punished for their works different from the truth by God. 16 up to 21. I say again, let no one think me a fool, if otherwise at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly in confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I will also will boast. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise, for you put up with it. If one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Paul is saying to Corinthians in Corinth, or Corinthian church, don't think of me a fool, because I have a ministry as to the Lord, not to man. Now Paul, as a fool, is boasting a little fleshly thing as to man, not according to the Lord. Paul feels foolishly saying his fleshly career, to protect Corinthian Christians from the false apostles. Paul is rebuking you, the Corinthian Christians, who think to be wise, accept the false apostles who are ripping you off, enslaving you, taking advantage, controlling you, and smiting your face. You misunderstand that I don't do this because I am too weak, unlike the false apostles. To make it clear, I am not weak, but I did not sow for your souls not polluted by their different souls. I boast, I am not inferior to the false apostles, although I feel shameful or foolishly boasting about such a fleshly career things. 22 up to 33. Paul's fleshly career things compared to the false apostles. Paul boasted his nationality and sufferings for Christ's sake in order to protect the Corinthian church's souls. Right? That is the bottom line. 22, are they Hebrews, so am I. Are they Israelites, so am I. Are they the seed of Abraham, so am I. I am a Hebrew, a descendant out of Abraham. Although there is no difference between Jews and these Gentiles for salvation. 23, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, above measure in prisons, more frequently in deaths often. False apostles are the ministers of Christ. Paul is too, but as more much labors and sufferings for Christ's sake as follows, 24. From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one, 40, a number of judgment as it rained 40 days on the earth. God made the judgment with flood in Noah's time. One shot of judgment showed a little mercy in that culture. Not a police saying as to man, not according to law, for your souls to be pure. 25:32. There times I was beaten with rod, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in palaces of warriors, in palaces of robbers, in palaces of my own countrymen, in palaces of the Gentiles, in palaces in the city, in palaces in the wilderness, in palaces in the sea, in palaces among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, beside the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all of the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble? I do not burn with indignation. Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am lying. In Damascus, the governor under Artas, the king, was guarding the city of Damascus with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. Paul was beaten three times, stoned, shipwrecked three times, drifted at sea a whole night and day, in long journeys, in palaces of water, robbers, Jews, Gentiles, the city, the wilderness, the sea, false brethren, too much labors without sleeping, in hunger, thirst, often lack of food, cold, lack of clothes, and so on. My deep concern is for all the churches, all Christians throughout Paul's mission trips, beyond those sufferings. You know that I have empathy to the weak as well as to the offended. I have a glory in my weakness for blessing God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul implies as he has ministered as to the Lord, not to man, in humility for lifting up our Lord, unlike other false apostles. However, for your soul's purity, now I should tell the flesh things, lest you should misunderstand. After conversion on Damascus, Paul went back there to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. The governor of Damascus with a garrison decided to arrest Paul. 33. I was let down a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hand. Paul testifies how he escaped from the arresting, lowering in a basket through a window. Although Paul's ministry is in humility, as to the Lord, not to man, here Paul's testimony appears he's boasting himself compared to false apostles, but it is to protect the Corinthian Christians from the false apostles and to silence the false apostles. We can learn that for his ship's souls, we may sometimes or rarely discourse the flesh thing in public eye as to man. So cross-reference right there. So all covered with three questions, you may continue to keep on prayer. The missionary prayer request, all of them, you know, European Union mission, all country, as many as possible, you know, the South Sudan, or Iran, Philippines, you know, so all around there. So may God bless you. Let's sing all together Maranatha music song.